256, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Joining us here on Family Feud, where two families will be battling it out for some big money. And tonight, the Petrocito family might be driving home in a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander because it's night five for them. So welcome them back now from New South Wales, the Petrocito family! Annette, this is what you came for.
That's exactly right.
Tonight is why you come on at the feud. It's to last for five nights. As well as just have fun on the feud, it's to potentially win a car, and that's exactly what could happen tonight. Excited?
Very excited.
Who's on board this winning team of yours?
I've got my sisters Tina, Laura and Lisa.
Good night tonight. And ready to take them on from Kangaroo Island in South Australia, the Northcott family. You bring with you?
I brought with me Granny, Joanna and Sally.
And it's actually Granny on your name tag, Granny.
Are you? That's my name!
Right, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Apart from a TV remote, name something with push-button controls. Is push button controls and you forgot to push the button. However, Nick, you were first.
Calculator.
A calculator. Oh. No. You do get a shot now, Bill.
Oh, lucky.
Apart from a TV remote, name something with push button controls.
Phone.
Let's see phone. Yeah. Yeah. That's what. I don't think I've seen that before.
No.
It's just a... Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you, Mr. Button.
Okay.
It was pretty funny, Bill. You can smile now. Tina, apart from a TV remote, name something with push-button controls.
Stereo system.
Stereo system. OK. We'll play that. Laura.
How about your car steering wheel? You know?
Yeah.
Buttons.
On a modern car, there's a lot of buttons on a steering wheel these days. Good try. First try. Lisa?
Similar theme. What about car keys?
Car keys. Apart from a TV remote, name something with push-button controls. Car keys. Second strike. OK, Northcott family, have a think of an option. Annette?
Microwave oven.
Has push-button controls. Yes. Tina?
Think in the garage door. Push button control.
Yeah, the remote for the door, for the garage door, the roller door. That's three strikes. It's over to our new family, the Northcott family. Sally, do you have an option?
Video game.
Joe?
I'm going to say your house alarm.
Yep.
Push button thing.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. Granny?
Well, she just pitched my video game one.
Sally, how dare you?
Yes, I'm the
respect your elders. You can tell her off any time you like,
Granny. I will.
How about something else?
Well, I was going to say a washing machine until he said no, but I think a washing machine, okay. You push the button.
I like it.
Yeah, so
I like it. Bill, yours to choose. One of those options or your own.
Well, for the record, I came up with video games. And I'm going to say video game.
Bringing the feud out in Family Feud already. And it's only game one. Let's see if it's on the board. Competition tonight, number 6.
Computer!
Air conditioner!
Radio!
A wonderful option. So well done. 37 points is the Northcott advantage right now. And if the Petrocito family win, they will be driving home the amazing Mitsubishi Outlander tonight. This family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. For everyone else playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something you associate with Cinderella. We'll come back on the feud and compare answers in just a moment. So much fun tonight. The Petrocciuto family are still hoping to win that car, although not the start they possibly hoped for tonight. They're on zero right now, but the Northcott family have the lead on 37. Now, before the break, I asked, name something you associate with Cinderella. The top answer was...
Glassica!
Beautiful. Tina, Granny, let's do it! Good times. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something that usually sits in the back seat of your car. Granny.
The kids.
Yes. Good work, darling. Yeah.
Granny said, they want to pass, but I want to play.
Granny, you know what? Next time, you stand up for yourself, darling.
No, I'm the boss, aren't I?
Yeah, you're right. You tell them that. Laura, name something that usually sits in the back seat of your car.
Your dog.
Your dog can.
It'd be weird if you're sitting in the driver's seat.
Very weird.
Lisa.
Your groceries.
Groceries?
No.
First strike. Annette, how about you? Name something that usually sits in the back seat of your car.
Baby seat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Junk.
What about junk? Yep. Laura.
How about school bags?
So you pick them up and they just...
Throw them all over the place.
We're going all right here, Lisa. Two to go. You beauty.
Would you throw shoes in the back of your car? Like an outfit that you haven't worn, just throw them in the back?
Do you use, like, your car as a dressing room?
You might.
So you're saying shoes. Second strike. Good try, though. Good thinking. Granny, you tell them. You tell them what you want them to do.
Passenger.
Passenger. So simple, so obvious. Is it on the board? Beautifully played. Well done. Righto, number 5. One left, and you guys can turn that zero around on car night tonight. We need the points to give you guys a car. Tina, what is it? What's number 5?
CDs.
Is CDs in the back seat of the car? Three strikes. Northcott family. Sally, what answer have you stolen?
I didn't steal anything this time, but
good.
I might get in trouble for it.
Yeah, what?
Grandparents.
That's me, Shelley.
You like
chauffeur
them around in style.
Exactly.
Class and sophisticated, like the Queen.
Make them feel like Miss Daisy.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's a compliment. Make them feel special.
Special, yeah.
Joe.
Look, for one reason or another, there's always clothes in the back seat of my car.
Mm-hmm. Just don't know how it ends up there. They just end up making their way into the back seat of the car. Granny.
Well, my shopping's in the back seat of my car because the boot won't open.
Your boot jammed?
Kind of.
So you're saying you're kind of...
I need a new car.
You would like to hang on to 5 nights to win this car.
That's exactly.
That's why Granny's here, everyone. She wants you to know. Bill.
Let's say clothes.
Let's try clothes for number 5. Northcott family. That was an utter punt. And it worked. Well done. It takes you guys to 122. So the Petrocciuto family who are playing for the car tonight need to lift if they are going to drive home in a brand new machine. What's going to help you guys right now is double points. Laura, Joe, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name something you might not like about a person's handshake. Laura.
Too strong.
Too strong a handshake. Yes. Ooh, nearly the top answer, Joe.
Too weak.
Oh, you don't like a weak one?
I hate it.
Let's try it. It's there, but you guys get it just. Pass or play. Okay. Got any pet hates here, Lisa? Something you might not like about a person's handshake.
Their hands are too sweaty.
Yeah. Sweaty palms.
Yeah, no one likes that.
Mm. Is it there? Yeah. Yes, it is. Name something you might not like about a person's handshake.
It's clammy.
Clammy handshake. Clammy's such a funny word. Let's try. First strike. Tina.
Dirty hands. Don't like dirty
don't
hands.
Don't sort of wash their hands. Let's give that a shot. Second strike. Northcotts could steal. Have a think of an option over there. Laura, it's up to you now. Three left on the board. You guys need some points.
Maybe like rough skin, you know?
Yeah, I'll get you. That makes a lot of sense. Let's see if it's there. Three strikes. Northcott family. Sally.
I have an actual good one this time. too cold. Hands too cold.
Nice.
Yeah. I think when it goes on for an awkward amount of time, it's too long.
An excessive handshake.
Yeah.
Granny.
I think it might be too hot.
So a hot handshake?
Yeah, hot one.
Bill, wonderful options for the family. Mm. You guys are sitting in a wonderful position right now on 122. What's it going to be?
Joanna was right last time. And I agree with her again, so let's say too long.
We're saying too long a handshake. Yeah. Let's see if you're right. Yeah. Well played, Northcott family. Takes it to 284. Remaining answers, number five.
Green.
An aggressive. Win it. I've just come back from the toilets. Lovely to see you. Nothing worse than that. Zero at the moment for the Petrocito family on the night they need to win to take home a brand new car. 284 to the Northcott family. Look, do you want to see more of this wonderful show we call Family Feud? Well, then head to 10play where you can watch the highlights and the bits that also don't make it to air and even play the official Family Feud game. Just click on 10play. Triple points when we come back. How's it going to finish? Will they get the car? We've been working on a game plan over there. It's currently zero on the front. At the moment, the Northcott family, wow, 284 is their score, and it's the family who gets to 300 points in this round will get the chance at $10,000 as well in our fast money round. If the Petrocitos do it, they get the car. Triple points time. Lisa, Sally, let's play. We surveyed 100 people, and the top seven answers are on the board. Name something that takes a long time to grow. Sally.
A tree.
Tree. Well done. As it is, Petrocitos. Okay, this is good. This gives you a little bit of an advantage now because you have control of this particular round.
Yes.
Annette, let's get off to a good start. Something that takes a long time to grow.
Hair.
Hair. A few more of those, please, and we're going good. Tina.
Plant.
A plant. Yep. Closing on the car, Laura.
So I'm going to go same theme, flowers.
Flowers take a long time. No, first strike. Lisa.
A beard.
A beard can take a long time, particularly if you're me. Nice. We're all counting down. You get three more, you get a car.
Okay. All right, I'm going to say, same sort of theme, moustache.
Moustache, nice variation. However, not there. Second strike. Northcott family, get set for the steal. Stop them, Tina.
A human.
Something that takes a long time to grow. A human.
Well, it does.
Perfect answer. But not on the board. Northcott's. Sally.
Well, I got in trouble for this when I was a kid. I jumped on someone's hedge and they weren't very happy. I had to write them a letter of apology because they take so long to grow, so...
Lovely answer.
Hedge.
Joe.
I'm going to say a business company.
That's cool. Never thought of that. Granny.
Well, I had 7 children and took them forever to grow up.
So you're saying just growing up as opposed to growing in height?
No, a person growing.
Bill, yours to choose, my friend.
Business is really good. I hope it's not just too clever or something. But, say business.
You reckon business is the goods? Let's give it a shot right now. No, it's not. The Petrocino gets some valuable points that they so desperately needed. Number 7.
Vegetables. Grass. Nails.
Oh, nails were on there, which means neither family's reached 300 points. We now go to sudden death. Team captains to the podium, please. There's only one answer on the board here and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. If it's the Petrocino family, they are the proud new owners of a brand new car.
What a way to decide this one.
We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name something people wear on their fingers. Annette?
Rings.
Is rings the top answer to crown you guys champs and give you a brand new car? Tried your hardest. How did they come back from zero to do that to you?
Cheating.
Congratulations, you won't be going home empty-handed. We're going to give you guys a $1,000 gift card from Just Sunnies with thousands of styles to choose from. They're Australia's number one online sunglasses store. And you'll also be taking home the fantastic Family Feud board game. Northcote Family. Really good try, guys. Petrocino, who's doing it? It's Annette and it's Lisa. You did it! You did it!
You did it! You got
the car! Congratulations! That's awesome! Wow! Thank goodness!
Yes!
Let's send you off with an even bigger smile, a smile of $10,000. That would be nice. Head back to our soundproof booth and we play for it next in Fast Money. They got the car, can they take some cash with it on this wonderful night on the Feud?
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back, everybody. I just heard the funniest story ever.
Where perhaps might you go on your very first drive in the car as driver, Annette?
Probably just in the driveway.
Why is that?
Because I don't have my driver's licence.
She doesn't have a driver's licence and she has a brand new car! Yeah.
I'll get one now.
It's Fast Money time here in the Feud, so let's see if we can send you off with a nice little prezi, say $10,000, another $10,000. If you and Lisa get 200 points or more between you, you'll win that money and take your tally to 20,000. Lisa's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. I'm going to ask you, as you know, 5 questions. I'm going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. So, are you set?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Name the first thing a dad might do when he finishes eating dinner.
Burp.
Name something teenagers try to cover up.
Smoking.
Name a chef who appears on TV.
Gordon Ramsay.
Name something you'd find in a school hall.
Chairs.
Give me a word that comes after breaking.
Breaking Bad.
Just out of time, I'm afraid. Good try, though. Let's go. We missed one, but it doesn't always matter. Name the first thing a dad might do when he finishes eating dinner. You said?
Compliments to the chef. Survey says.
30 steps. Name something teenagers try to cover up. You said. The fact they're smoking. Survey says... 8. Name a chef who appears on TV. You said. Gordon Ramsay. Survey says... 20's good. Name something you find in a school hall. You said... chairs. Survey says... 19. We're closing in on the 100. Unfortunately, though, give me a word that comes after breaking. You didn't answer in time, so therefore your final answer will be 0. But 84 is a good position to put the family in, so well done, Annette. Head back to the family, clear the board. You can do 116, can't you? Of course you can for
$10,000. Because we've done so well every other time. Let's...
I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions. As you know, you're the second player and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you will hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. So can we remind everybody of Annette's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Lisa. Name the first thing a dad might do when he finishes eating dinner.
Sit on the couch.
Name something teenagers try to cover up.
Smoking.
Try again.
Truanting.
Name a chef who appears on TV.
Pass.
Name something you find in a school hall.
Chairs.
Try again.
Teachers.
Give me a word that comes after breaking.
Bad.
Name a chef who appears on TV.
Manu.
Excellent work. It'd be so nice to send you off with just a wad of cash jammed in your pockets as you're driving off out here. Just notes flying out of the back of the car as you're blazing into the sunset. It's a nice vision.
A little Thelma and Louise of the sky.
It was a bit. Name the first thing a dad might do when he finishes eating dinner. You said... sits on the couch. Survey says... Now, Bert was the top answer. That was Annette's. Name something teenagers try to cover up. You said... truanting, or wagging school, or skipping school. Survey says...
oh, no!
Acne was the top answer. So, literally covering it up.
Yeah.
So, we still need 116 from 3 answers. Name a chef who appears on TV. You said... Manu. Survey says... 10. Jamie Oliver was the top answer. Name something you find in a school hall. You said... find teachers. You look like you got, like, an awkward smile happening there.
Let's
you
just
don't
see.
Like it, or you just... you think it's not going to go so well?
Yeah, look, we'll just see what happens.
You've got a car. Who cares?
Doesn't
Survey
know.
Says... 3! Oh, I thought there'd be more than 3. The top answer was students in that last question. So we need 103 now from this final answer to get the $10,000. They're laughing. Don't listen to them.
I'm not
They're naysayers back there. Give me a word that comes after breaking. You said bad. This is the top answer. However, is there 103 in it?
Oh, absolutely.
They're still laughing. Shut up, you lot. Try and be positive for once. We're ready?
Let's
5 wonderful nights. We've enjoyed your company and you got a car. Here we go. Survey says... 40! 337, Lisa!
Thank you. Congratulations.